100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. It's Memorial Day tomorrow. So think about all the fallen soldiers and all the people who gave it all so that you could have what you have. I'll just let you think for a bit. Don't mind me. I'm just letting you think. Okay, that's enough. We have ourselves a weekly challenge here at the 100 Word Stories podcast. That's where I post the topic and you come up with the story. Okay, I'll give you another moment. I mean, it's the least I can do. Okay, there we go. The topic for this week was zone. So we had a bunch of stories come in. I think I got them all in my inbox. If I missed yours, please let me know and I'll get it up on the feed in a separate post. And let's take a listen.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of The Price of Friendship, available at Amazon.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 683 with a prompt of zone. So here's my story. Linoleum Amanda shook her head at Wanda and said, "If you expect us to believe you're an undercover spy, you must come from the Twilight Zone." Wanda waved her hands frantically. "Shut up! There are people everywhere! You'll blow my cover! If you do that, you'll find yourself in the Danger Zone." Bilbert finally spoke up. "If you two don't stop arguing, we're all going to be late for class and find ourselves in the Principal's Zone." Linoleum Amanda curled her lip and said, "Except for James Bond here, she'll just pull a convertible out of her purse and race away." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, everyone. I hope you had a good week. And here's my story. A crow perched on a branch of a dead tree. The tree had been dead for a long time. The crow gazed at the town below. The town was nearly dead. The helipad hadn't been used in years. The lighthouse was off. The crow watched as they buried one more. Man? Woman? 6 people were left alive. They didn't know yet, but they would soon be dead. All of them. The crow perched on the dead tree and watched them. The town would soon be his, and he would finally be able to get rid of this ridiculous crow disguise. And this was my story on the prompt zone, the dead zone. and drop by my blog at lizzygoodcove.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard. And Lawrence, I'm not best pleased. At the end of last week's podcast, you suggested throwing alphabet soup against a wall to make a story. I tried it. It didn't work. Anyway, here's my story. It's called Soup. Looking for inspiration, I threw alphabet soup over the wall to try to make a story. Needless to say, it didn't work. And you won't believe just how much of a mess a single tin of splattered soup can make. This was going to need a professional clean-up job. I explained to the contractor what I'd done. He took a look and whistled through his teeth. "It's like something out of the Twilight Zone," he said. "Are you safe to be out in public?" Somewhat frustrated, I replied, "No, probably not." and reached behind me for the meat cleaver. Okay, I shall go and get back to cleaning up. Till next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. On my return from Canada, I got stuck on the road without any recording equipment for the first time in 6 years. So I end with a run of 173 stories in a row. But this is also the 601st week of posting at the challenge, and I'm 17 stories shy of 1,000 stories posted. So I got two stories for you, one on Slurp and one on Zone. And thanks, Phil. I used to do ghost lyrics for Kiss. Never got any credit, got paid well. So I really don't care if I got recognition. Like my mom said, a job's a job. Nice guys, but very particular if a song matched their rather special persona. A lot of my stuff never ended up on a record. My best stuff was a song called Slurp It Up. It was also my last song. The boys liked the overall structure, but they hated the use of the word slurp. Oh well, that was a long time ago, and we're all great today. And my second story? Zone. I have one last video game I still play, Panda Pop. Been at it for 3 years straight, cleared level 1168 with 3 stars on each one. That's 100% success rate. The software company has added about 1500 new levels, but if I continue, good chance I'll lose that perfect score. So I just play every 9th level, 149 to 509. Normally it takes about 30 lives to make the run, but last night I dropped into the zone. Cleared the run with just 10 lives. Funny thing about the zone is you never know when it will form about you. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Two Rubbers Aino here with a story on the subject, Zone. In West Dracovia, the peoples are tall, elegant, and noble. In East Dracovia, they are nasty, brutish, and short. Between lies Koronzon, the hybrid zone. Few who enter return, and those that do tell hideous tales. The Baron Uxkul, rumoured to have hybrid blood himself, scoffed at these. He vowed to thoroughly explore the zone, leaving no land unmapped, no monster unknown. None have news of him, save perhaps his deputies, who stoutly manage his estates and presence at court. It is feared that one day he will emerge leading a monstrous horde to sweep aside west and east alike.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I like pizza, but I like calzones more. Sure, they're pretty much just pizzas folded over themselves, but for some reason, I like them more. And if you squeeze them, they'll burst and spill hot sauce all over you, but I still like them more. You can buy one. Put it in a box, and it doesn't matter how rough your ride home is, you won't end up with a pizza box with toppings and cheese mashed against the top. Everything stays inside the calzone. I really ought to buy new shocks for my car, but I'd rather buy calzones.
This is usually when I say, and there you have it, a whole bunch of stories, so I will. And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about the topic, Zone. 100 words long, you know, it's the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. I can keep saying that over and over again, can't I? God, how long have I been doing these? Almost 14 years. In fact, the podcast's anniversary is coming up on the 31st. I'm going to be doing a reading at Shaanike Library in Second Life on Wednesday. A little early, so hopefully... Oh my God, I need some more time to play. I didn't even make a poster for it. I need to. I'll probably make one after. Hey, this is the event you all missed. Just whatever. That would be kind of funny. This is the event that you didn't give a crap about. So, anyway, the topic for the next 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is a pick two. Stunted growth, bath, passive, pelt, atmosphere, nameless, tendency. So, thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.